That's right. There ain't nothing wrong with that, is there?
Huh? I'm still jamming out. Why'd you turn it off? Why is it off?
Because it's copyrighted and I just can only play so much of it. And I've already played it like 10,000 times, so. Well.
What's one more? It's good.
I know it's good. I like this too. This makes me happy. This is a happy song. This is a happy song. That's the Elms. But the first one was Robert Randolph and the Family Band.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Elms. So.
Good stuff. Fun. Good stuff for a Wednesday.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's fun for a Wednesday.
Yeah. And this is going to be a quicker show. We're going to have to fly through this show.
Okay. What you got?
Quick show, but we're going to keep it moving. Okay.
What you got?
Because we're getting bogged down in all this other stuff. All right. Scott says, who's getting bogged down?
I get bogged down.
People are leaving comments. We've got a lot of ways to get to us. We are accessible.
Uh-huh.
Okay? To anybody listening, there is no reason to lurk.
Okay.
Okay. We've got the Ning site that you can join and participate over there, have your own little space and kind of filter through things. And you've got the forum where you can really get involved with the community if you would like to have support and love and get to know some people. Or you can just send me an email, comments@doomblindsquirrels.com. Or you can go to the website and leave a chingo thing. It's where you record your voice.
Oh, and yeah, then, that's right. We can do that now.
Yeah,
that
I've got another one of those I got to play.
Yeah, okay.
So, also, you can give us a call on our hotline. Oh, you know what? We started off this week. I was going to do this. We started off this week with a rant. Me ranting about DSL, right?
Right.
So this week,
I've turned
the comment line into the Red Hot Rant line.
Oh.
If you have a rant in your life, something that just gets under your skin and it shouldn't be that way. And the only reason it's that way is just to irritate you or to make money or whatever. Whatever your rant is, please call 206-350-6956 and leave your rant for us. Try to keep it,
keep it clean.
Keep it 2 or 3 minutes, no cussing. And leave us a rant.
It'll make you feel better.
You can rant about whatever it is you need and we'll play it on the show if we can.
We deem it appropriate.
Which probably Monday's show wasn't. But anyway, so the other way you can leave us or get in touch with us or whatever is actually by going to twoblindsquirrels.com and leaving a comment on one of the shows.
Wouldn't know how to do that.
At the bottom of each show, it says add a comment.
Do I type it in?
Yeah, you just type it in.
Oh, I thought you meant like a voice comment.
No. These are just typed in comments. And often...
I can do that.
Yeah. Often these get kind of... I read them all. Okay, but I don't always bring them up on the show. And I thought, for this show, I'll go through a few real quick because there's actually some longer kind of detailed comments out there
Didn't even know this thing existed until you read to me the other day. Thanks a lot for that.
Sorry.
People make comments about the show. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I'm here too. And by the way,
yes.
I have something to say. I was out on the social thing?
The Ning.
The Ning?
The Ning site, the social site, yes. It's mylifeministries.ning.com, and it's a social site where you create your own page. Sort of like MySpace, but a lot cooler and not Ning. No ads and junk. And
Ning, okay. Well, anyway, I scroll down, and there's like a list of shows, for the week. It's got like a player under the blog, like little blogs you can click on.
Yeah.
And there's a player.
Yeah.
And it says, show by Brad McFadden and Charlie McKeever.
Really?
Uh-huh. But Charlie's not on the show.
But it was me and you.
Yeah, it was.
Is it just because it says it on the player or in the actual shows?
It says it on the shows individually.
Really? I wonder how that's reading that.
Yeah, I'm not Charlie.
No.
Mm-mm.
I'll have to look that up. I don't know. Charlie's at the end of the show doing the Roman Road.
Mm-hmm. Not Charlie.
I know. I'll look into it. Don't get your feelings hurt.
I didn't have my feelings hurt. I'm just saying I'm not Charlie.
All right.
Just saying.
I think most people know that.
Just making sure.
Well, listen, Scott says... On the House Sheep Show.
Yeah.
Good show, guys.
Oi.
So that was just a brief encouragement there by Scott. Also, on the Two Trees show, which is an older show.
Two Trees. I don't even know what that's about.
It was an older show.
Okay.
Jeremy listened to it, which I didn't know he was listening to shows these days, but he is. He's very active in the community, and he's a, but he's never really listened a lot. But anyway, he left us a comment there. He says,
Trees.
He says, I'm not sure I fully agree with some of your comments on the Tree of Life, but but it's very good. Remember we talked about the Tree of Life and the Tree of Knowledge?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
But he said the show is very good. So, and he went on a little more encouragements, and he posted some stuff. Let's see. He actually left like one for that one, one for the What the Hell show. When we did about hell, we did a show about hell. It's called What the Hell. And he left a comment for that one.
Those are old, man.
He said they're spiritual topics and he likes that stuff. But he said the Antichrist and the Beast are not the same thing because the Beast is a nation or something. I don't know about all that. That wasn't the point of the show anyway. All right. So, okay. So let's get down to some Larry comments here. Larry left several comments. On this is on the what we talked about on yesterday's show, the contemporary Christian music yesterday and today. We did that show, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he said, My Will by DC Talk is one of the best CCM songs ever.
Play that song for me, please.
Okay.
I need to hear it again.
I don't know if I've ever heard it. He says it's one of the best CCM songs ever.
Well, did he list the lyrics out there?
Well, not maybe on the forum, but not in the show notes.
I saw him on the forum, I guess. There.
Oh. So this is My Will by DC Talk, which Larry says is one of the best CCM songs ever. Or maybe he said it was the best CCM song.
Better than Friends?
I'm setting the stage for.
Oh, yes, this is the one you said you didn't like.
This is one of the best CCM songs ever.
And I'm not the man I once couldn't be. And nothing on earth could now ever move me.
Yeah.
And now I have the will and
going to puberty.
The strength a man needs. It's my will.
Yeah.
'Cause if it's your will, then nothing can shake me. And it's my will.
That's pretty good for 20 years ago. Yeah.
It's very 70s.
It's very 70s. I mean, it's very Petra-ish.
Yeah.
Slow Petra-ish.
Ooh, remember the Petra Praise album?
No, I never bought that one.
Well, no, that's not up your alley.
No, it wasn't up my alley.
I loved that.
Neither is My Will. Although that's not one of the DC Talk's worst songs. They have much worse songs than that. But anyway, there you go.
Seriously, so they are good.
There it is.
DC Talk was good. I don't care what you say.
Larry says, I love listening to Faith sing. She can sing anytime.
Seriously.
That's what he said.
Really?
Anytime.
Huh.
Now is the time, so sing.
Now?
He said anytime.
I'm on the spot.
It's 10:12. It's time to sing.
What have I sung today? What did I sing to the babies? Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
That's quite
what
enough
I sing
of that.
On a daily basis.
Also, he says on the Why Faith Doesn't Trust Brad show, where we
yes.
discuss the fact that our daughter's name is Skeeter.
And Shakabuku.
And on her birth certificate, it's Shakabuku. She says, what kind of name is that? Doesn't suit Helen at all. But I do like Skeeter, though. She thinks boys are cute. I don't want to hear about that. Me either. Okay, now I think he's just saying a couple of quotes from me there.
Is he quoting you? Yeah, that freaks me out when people quote us. That weirds me out. I don't know. What? I don't know.
So also in the Weird Names show or the Why Faith Doesn't Trust
Jones
Brad.
And Dow Jones business, yeah.
So Genevilia says that she actually knows a kid who is named Skywalker.
Uh-uh.
His first name is Sky, last name Walker. And, and another one who is named Indy, last name Jones, and it's a girl.
It's not Indiana, but Indy.
Indy Jones. She says, but we live in California, and these things happen all the time.
Oh, well, there you go.
Did I ever mention that Dave wanted to name our firstborn Petrie Ding Bang Zubin Mujibur Sirajul Elvis Bambi Avilia.
Is he related to you?
I think he's related to Monty Python.
You know? Rutabaga Rimshot. Silly
party. He votes for the silly party every time.
Rutabaga Rimshot.
So Shakabuku, you have to be kidding me, right? Oh, Brad, how could you? Poor Helen.
Poor Helen. Poor she Helen. Doesn't even know it's there.
It's not Helen.
Poor me.
It's Helen. What?
Poor Helen. She doesn't even know it's on. Did you know it's on her social security card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we got it at the same time.
Because that's how I found out.
Genevieve also says, commenting on the not so great geek movies, that she loved Napoleon Dynamite. She loved it infinity. And I loved Napoleon Dynamite too. I thought it was very good. Kevin Costner went to her high school.
What? And
yeah, for one semester.
Yeah, but he's older than her.
Yeah, I don't think she knew he knew her. And she was so glad that I didn't like Dune because Dave loves Dune and she hates Dune. And so
he loves Dune?
Yeah.
Oh, seriously.
The books, I think, were excellent, but the movie, not so good.
Yeah.
Not so good at all. I got a couple of comments about that, actually. Okay.
Did people agree or disagree?
Did they agree?
Oh,
they
yeah.
Agreed. Larry says that I was absolutely correct. I think I've read this one already. That I was actually correct that Save the Wells
yeah.
was the best Star Trek movie.
Yeah, then not so much.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Sorry. Didn't intend for that.
Star Trek is supposed to be in space.
It was in space.
It was not in space. They came back to Earth.
Earth is in space? That's hello?
No, not that kind.
Don't you know any science?
Not that kind. They're supposed to be up in the stars, like out in the away.
I always like it in the original Star Trek movie because the stars fly by yeah, the spaceship.
Yeah, that's hysterical. Like,
oh, so they're really that small? I thought they were. You learned in science class. Oh, they're bigger than the sun?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, well.
Break up the starship?
In Star Trek, they just fly by the ship. Yeah. What's the deal?
They were little teeny little bitty little things. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are.
So listen. So... When you first got your first computer and it had the star-filled thing that would come at you like you were in the Enterprise.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine didn't have that. Mine was green.
Yeah. Remember Johnny Castaway? Whatever happened to Johnny Castaway?
Mine was green. I didn't have that.
You never had Johnny Castaway?
No.
Johnny Castaway was this little guy who lived on an island. It was a screensaver. And it was a little guy who lived on an island. It was all cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
And he would do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
He was always trying to get off the island. It was like watching a show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it went on forever. Whatever happened to him?
Watch their screensavers. Yes, I remember that.
There used to be like a new Johnny Castaway, like Johnny Castaway version 2 or something. I wonder why he went away.
I wonder if Sean must have had that. That was funny.
That name is the name that cannot be spoken on this show. Why is that name being spoken on my show?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Have I not ever said his name on the show?
I don't know.
I always refer to him as my previous life.
Hello, squirrels. This is Chipmunk.
Hey.
I was calling in to...
It's Chipmunk. It's Alvin. Alvin the Chipmunk.
Ah, man. I was calling to say hey to you guys.
Oh, hey.
My computer currently is not working.
Do you have Verizon DSL? I feel for you.
Know exactly what the reason is. I can't fix it.
Well, I can't fix it from here, dude. You got to give me more symptoms, then it just doesn't work. Maybe I'll give you, I could help you out.
What?
Let's pay attention.
I'm paying attention.
You're playing with the camera.
I am not.
Come on, we got to get this show. This show is supposed to be moving.
I'm moving.
You're not moving. You're playing with the camera. I'm not continuing with the show until you put the camera down.
I'm moving. There, it's fixed.
Are we ready to continue now?
I'm just fine. I was listening to him talk. Shish.
You have to pay attention now.
I'm paying attention. You were paying attention when I was talking about the batons.
That's because I had things thrown up on my screen
over here. I was busy.
I wasn't busy. Verizon interrupted me, that's all.
It's frustrating. I was backing up a... I was backing up a...
I don't think he's paying attention.
I don't think so. He's very distracted.
Alvin, pay attention to what you're saying. You deserve your retention. I just made Faith stop and pay attention to you.
I was paying attention. I'm a woman. I can do more than one thing at once.
Do you guys like ice cream?
What?
Ice cream's still on.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What?
This is Alvin. Aren't you used to this by now?
Does he not know that we love ice cream?
I love ice cream, Alvin. It like runs in my family. Ice cream.
It runs in my family. We all love ice cream.
I miss Grape Nuts ice cream.
Helen has ice cream every
day.
Last
time I was in Wisconsin, I didn't have any Grape Nuts.
We had it in that giant World War II cooler. Did you not get some?
I don't think I got any.
Oh, man. Did I had
maybe
some.
Maybe I did. I don't remember it.
It was good.
Well, I don't know what grocery stores you guys have down there, but it reminded me of that Bilo. And then my dad was military.
Bilo. They have Bilo grocery stores. Bilo.
We go on Post. They had a humongous ice cream sale. And they were selling not one or two, but 3 gallon ice cream. Not the generic brand. I'm talking about Breyers. I didn't even know Breyers sold ice cream. But anyway, my computer didn't work. I was just backing up all my files, and all of a sudden, they go to restart it. Bang.
Wait, you didn't finish the story about the ice cream. Does he plan this stuff out? Does he write down two stories and go switch back and then switch pages randomly?
Oh, my goodness.
Damn, unbootable. I'm down on a boot drive, and I don't even know what that means, basically. I mean, it just meant that either file system was damaged, I was using the wrong cable, or the BOS settings were forced to a faster UDMA. So, yeah, I don't have Napster, so I can't download you guys' podcast to my Creative Lab zine. So,
Seriously, somebody's using Napster still? You don't have to have Napster to download the.
Well, you need to somehow get a hold of him and tell him that because he can't listen to hear.
He'll find a way to listen. It's Alvin.
Yeah.
Well, there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse him. Wow. Well, damn. I'm not going to be able to listen to you guys for a little while. Also, on the last call-in. I don't know when it was, but I was listening. I don't know what it was, but
yes,
I don't know if you guys. Last call. I don't know if you guys. My nose, but it sounds like I had a slur. Like it sounds like I'm getting a beep. No, it's not my parole officer.
Well, you know, we I don't know. No, you don't have a slur. It's just the phone. It's the microphone in the phone makes you sound like that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Everybody,
it's not you.
Everybody sounds like that, but he's not gonna be able to listen for a while. That's not good.
Well, that's because he thinks he has to have Napster. That's why I said you need to get a hold of him and tell him.
But I don't think he has a computer at all. He doesn't have a computer at all. Is what he's saying.
He is.
It's hard to follow what he says. He doesn't. He's got lots of ice cream and no computer.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I gotta take the phone call.
Ice cream always trumps.
He switched over and took the phone.
Bad when Christians start making you. Let me stop. Alvin Sykes wanted by the Marshal Services for rejecting parole calls. Squirrels made me do it. It was the squirrels. It was the squirrels.
I'm gonna have to isolate that. I think I need that as a clip.
Funny.
I'll give you guys his address. And now I got a message. Yes, I'm up. Stop texting me. It's once again.
He's reading his texts on the phone call. Because, you know, dude, you're on the call.
What time is it? It's 2:18. I don't know why.
2:18 in the morning. Have we not told him not to call at 2:18 in the morning?
Because
this is what he does at 2:18 in the morning. And why is somebody texting him at 2:18 in the morning? Will you please let Alvin sleep? For the sake of all that is good and righteous, he needs his sleep.
I call you guys so late.
You're not bothering us. It's not like the phone rings.
Not late.
I guess this way I have free time because I'm too busy playing video games. But can't play video games some more because the computer's not working. But yeah, I was just letting you guys know. Not that it's going to matter, but I'm going to miss you guys.
It does matter.
It does matter.
It does matter because we need you to listen.
There's an empty hole in
it's
our
important
virtual
that
universe.
You listen. And Brad's going to have to figure out how to find out, how to figure out how to help you get your computer back.
What we need to do is we need to get some diskettes. No, that won't work. See, it's a computer. Read the diskettes. What we need to do is get some cassette tapes.
Diskette. You still use those?
No. What we need to do is get some cassette tapes. We need to get some cassette tapes.
Diskette?
We need to get some cassette tapes, and we need to record our show under the cassette tapes, and then mail them in the mail.
Nobody has a cassette player. We don't even own a cassette player anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, we could just burn them on a CD.
Oh, wait a minute. I have an old Walkman. We could put some batteries in it.
We could send him the Walkman. With the cassette tape. He'd be the dork at work listening to the Walkman.
Sony, even.
And our voices will slow down every once in a while because the tape will be kind of warped.
Yeah.
You guys again. Also got a testimony.
Testify.
About. Shop. Texting me.
Okay, then.
Golly, that ice cream's going to come back up a minute. Right. I just know
it's
it is.
It's coming. I'm waiting.
Now I got my testimony. It's about. Wonderful.
Testify. Come on.
Testimony was about God-ordained people. Basically, God places people in your life for a certain purpose, and it's for a certain purpose and reason. I have a close friend now like that, her. At the time, I was really immature. Yeah, believe it or not, I was worse than this. I was always playing around. Never knew how to grow up. Never knew how to act my age.
Never knew how to grow up.
He meant grow up.
Whatever. Like, I act 13 all the time. But I've gotten better than that. You guys might have even might be able to tell if there's some call-ins. I don't know if you guys knew me. No, I didn't know you guys last year. Yeah, we were chilling and everything, and it's funny because like, she was real serious, and I was feeling mature, and like we couldn't put up with each other. And of course, you know, if God places someone together, you can't do anything about it. You're still going to be stuck with that person.
True.
And now, you know, like I said, she helped me renew my walk with Christ. No, we're not dating. No, I don't like her.
You don't even like her? But she helps you renew your walk with Christ. Well, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm, that's very good.
Like, we put it with all each other, and we're like, man, I don't even like you. What's the matter? But it's just...
But you love each other,
you know,
in Christ.
God puts people in your life for different reasons.
Yes.
God placed her in my life to renew my walk with Christ. God placed me in her life to allow her to start liking guys again. Well, it's not second. I just believe that God can provide a man for her. Because before, I want to put a business out and everything. But before, this is a long podcast, but it's a testimony. So testimonies don't abide by no rules. Is it?
Yeah, we were gonna end this, and it's okay.
Unlimited about that. But
he's making up his own rules as go along
he
too.
This is a testimony. Us.
Just to renew her faith, you know, there is a godly man out there for her. There was a memory verse that went back to this, talking about Paul was saying he hoped, and not everyone. He was saying Paul was single the entire life. He didn't get married, and he was just saying if everyone. I forgot the gist of it. I forgot the key things about it, but it was in the New Testament.
Yeah.
Paul was in the New Testament.
That singleness is not for everyone.
Yes.
No. Though he loved singleness, it's not for everyone, in his case, because if Paul was married, he would not be able to go out on his humongous missionaries that he went out to. I think it's, if I don't get my Bible, yes, I do have my Bible. I'm going to be like the, I forgot the lady that, give you guys memory verses.
Ruth
Ann. This is going to be my one and only memory verse I will ever give you guys.
Scripture verse? Is that what he means?
Time.
Yes.
I think it was in Romans. Struggle with sin. No. Decisions of love. Life after death. I think it's in Romans.
Is he still talking about something?
He's talking about where Paul...
Yes?
Where Paul talked about how he stays... Why he stays single and that you should stay single if that's your calling. But if it's your calling to be married, you should be married.
Hello, squirrels. This is Chipmunk calling for your daily memory verse. if you were to open your Bibles to Romans, like I'm doing right now.
Okay, go ahead and do that, and we'll get back to you in a minute.
Yeah, we'll let you
Romans.
Yeah, it's after Acts.
I don't know. I don't want to waste you guys this time.
Wait a second.
Da-da-da-da.
You're not wasting your time on memory verses.
I think, yeah, Romans 7, I think he was talking about most married.
Faith, you might want to look up Romans 7.
All right, I'm looking it up.
Because there's no guarantee Alvin's ever going to get to it.
So basically, he was just talking about singleness.
Singleness.
It's not in Romans 7.
And he was just saying, no, it's not everyone's part to be single as his was. But
it's not in Romans.
Whatever you were.
Yeah, that's Ephesians
or...
It's not even Ephesians, is it?
We're controlled by now. We have.
Is he speaking English now?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think he's listening to another language.
I don't know. I can't find it right now. So if I find it, I will probably be giving you guys another call right back. That's all talking right about what I don't want to do, I do, and what I do want to do, I don't. Your testimony, get back to your testimony.
Yes, back to your testimony.
Oh, crap.
That's good. You're saying the word we can't say on the show. In the middle of your testimony.
That's funny.
A testimony about carp. What are you going to do?
Oh, how God is consistent. For example, yes, like when I first moved, I came from Germany. And I wasn't born in Germany. I came from Germany.
What does that mean? You mean today? I mean, what?
I think I had two testimonies. I just talk about God putting people in your lives.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think, yes. Well, it's two then. Another one is just God's consistency and always providing for his people because we're a kingdom.
Remind me next time we have a call from Alan, that needs to be the entire show.
Yeah, that's it.
27
we don't have
minutes.
More. We don't have any other
citizens. Because, like, you know.
You said short show. Guys.
Yeah, I said short show. Then I played a clip from Alvin.
And therefore, we inherit the kingdom of heaven. So we're kingdom.
At 2:18 in the morning, which was now 2:38 in the morning.
Yeah. Kingdom citizens. Is someone coming up my stairs?
He can't get through a single sentence. It's 2:18 in the morning. Nobody's coming up your stairs.
Okay.
They're all sleeping. Everybody's sleeping but you.
We inherit all the riches of God. In the kingdom of. In the kingdom, blah, 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 blah. But basically...
I don't remember that in the Bible at all. Which version of the Bible has blah,
yada,
blah, blah?
Yada, yada, yada.
For my testimony was when I first moved here from Germany, I was making...
He wasn't born in Germany. He's just from Germany.
I was making, like... It was actually the testimony for a friend, but I can't relate. They were making, like, maybe $300, and their rent was, like, $200. They were making $600 a month.
Rent was, like, $200.
He gets almost halfway through the story. That's not even my story. This is not even my story. It's somebody else's story, but, you know.
Then they moved to another place, and their rent increased by $200.
Wait, were they from Germany? I'm so lost now.
$100, so it was $500. And now they're living at a place where rent is $700.
Why does this matter?
It's a testimony.
Roommate. So it's $300. So basically, her rate has gone up. Well, not her rate. To him. His rent has gone up $200.
I can't go on.
You just said
I can't.
Each year, because he's moved different places, and his income has not increased.
What in the world are you talking about, Alvin?
So he has more than enough to sow, more than enough to tithe. And we were just talking about, you know, in terms of, even though the economy might be bad, you know, we're on God's.
He's talking about tithing, being faithful.
Okay.
Economy. And no matter what happens, he's always going to provide for us. And, I just wanted to encourage anyone who's out there that... Even though gas might be whatever, or the economy might be going down, we're on God's economy. And as long as we're faithful to his word, we can hold him accountable to it, because God loves it. God's desires are the desires of our heart. So as long as we're faithful to him, he will continue to bless us. And I can persevere to that with my credit card debt being paid off and what have you.
Yay.
But just felt like I'd preach for about... Dang, 9 minutes? I think I just destroyed any record anyone might have set. And please don't try and break it, because Brad and Faith will cut you off at about 4 minutes. In fact, they probably already cut me off already, and I'm talking to an answering machine that will never be heard. But I'm just not. I got to do better than this. I'm a wise man of God. I got to profess that. Because when you profess with the mouth, it's something that's untrue. But anyways, yeah. The gist of this calling was to let you guys know that I'm not going to be able to listen. I'm going to miss you guys. I like go down to work 30 minutes. And now two testimonies. And my computer wasn't working. But I will see you guys later. Deuces.
We'll miss you.
Miss you, Alvin. It's so sad you won't get to hear us cracking up at your voicemail messages. I'm crying over here. Oh, he is so funny. I hope he's intending to be funny, and I hope he's really not. I hope we're laughing with him.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that may be his person. It sounds like that is his personality, but I hope he understands why it's so freaking funny. All right, everybody.
Miles Condio.
Tune in tomorrow when Tim's going to talk, so.
Oh. Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.